the whole testament now actually holding, taking over Rashi. Is that possible? No, we're at the beginning of Rashi. Okay, we're holding in Rashi's. So the Mor says, so what's this machlokes? And we're going back on the havamin of the machlokes that we saw, that there are two arguments. One is whether it's considered mefulish or not, and the second argument is even a case where one is whether it's mefulish or not, and one is, do we look at the relationship between the chotzer and the mavi, that the bnei one is asked. So in the case with their irvu, so the argument is it considered mefulish or not? Case with their low irvu, there seems to be machlokes. Besides the pilish issue, do we look at it? It's a problem that the bnei chotzer should ask on the mavi or not. So according to Rav, the Mavi isn't also because of the Chatzar, and according to Shmuel, the Mavi would be also because of the Chatzar. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Nirbi B'chutz Shabbat Mifnim. The Pligi Ba'amarai L'Kamam B'Pirkan. Some more later on where they argue about this issue. Iklaman Domer the Nidin K'Nir Mishnei Tzadim. Do we look at Nirbi B'chutz Shabbat Mifnim, since on one side it's considered a Pesach, means that defines the relationship between the two. Since from one angle, from one direction, if you're standing in the case over here, if you're standing in the Chatzar, the opening of the Mavi is a Pesach. It's a Pesach between itself and the Mavi. So once that's true, that's a Pesach. So from the Mavi said, even though from the Mavi, it's totally open, so it's not really a Pesach, it's a Pirtza. But no, the definition, that defines it. From outside of the Mavi, over here outside of the Mavi, means in the Chatzar, it's visible as a Pesach, even though from the inside of the Mavi, facing towards the Chatzar, it just looks straight, it looks flush. That's considered as if it's visible from both sides, and it's considered a Pesach. So, therefore, if it's a Pesach, the Mavi is not Porutz, and the Chatzar won't ask of the Mavi.
I understand. We were talking about it's less than Eser, right?
Right.
So,
but it's totally open on one end, totally open. So, Pirtza, even if it's less than Eser, if the whole side is open, that's considered a Pirtza.
Does it have to have something other than you have this door, sort of this area, and it's one that goes flush all the way back to the Mavoy, and over here you've got your Chatzar. But my question is this, does it have to have something in between that opening, or just can be just an opening? Does it have to have something in...
What do you mean in between? There's no door there.
Well, it could be like doors.
There's nothing there. It's totally
just
open.
Just nothing there.
Yeah. Well, we said time again that we're comfortable considering an opening as a doorway. Even though there's nothing, there's no tikkun there, the chotzer has an opening into the mavo. It was a doorway, considered a Pesach. It might be totally open. Same way you have a fence around you have a fence and you have an opening. That's called a door. That's an access placed into it. We don't consider it as if it's near Mishnah Tzadim. V'achanami, the same way that's true over there, we'll say the same argument over here. The gifufi, which means the walls, which are on both sides of the opening, which act like the extensions, which are on both sides, that's the gifufi. Where the chatzar is wider than the access point from the mavi. So near me, b'chutz, it's visible. Those who are standing in the chatzar see that there's two walls and there's a doorway. That's what they see. Well, the Mexican coastal part doesn't look like it's a wall which is totally open. It wasn't wider than 10. Even though from the other side it looks totally flush. They don't see these walls which give the shape of a doorway. They just see an opening. doorway for the mavi also. The same way it made the doorway for the chotzer. Okay, so according to Rav, in the case where there wasn't the problem of pilush, and there, even though the only issue was with the Bnei Chotzer asked on the Mavi, so the answer is the Bnei Chotzer will not asked on the Mavi because there's a door between. Now, Rashi has to address two problems. Okay? Rashi has to address the problem is, it seems the Mishnah says not like this. Number one. And number two, the case was they were not, that there was no air between the two of them. So it's a doorway. But like any case, you have any Mavui, if there's a chotzer which did not join into the Mavui, you can't carry in the Mavui. Every case of a chutzah to the Mavi, there's a doorway. Beautiful, and it's clear. It's a clear door from both sides, and that's wonderful. It's a doorway. Okay, so what? You still can't carry in the Mavi because of the chutzah. So Rashi has to address two problems. We've accomplished now that Rav said that it's in the doorway, the access point between the chutzah and the Mavi is in a doorway from both sides. Fine. There's still a lot more to accomplish in Rav. So first problem, Rashi says, the Mishnah says not like this. The Mishnah says, later on, the case of the Mishnah was two chatzeris. And the halacha is if you have a doorway between two chatzeris, even though there's no air between the two of them, if it's a doorway, that the one does not ask the other. But in a case where there's a larger chatzer and a smaller chatzer, and the opening of the smaller chatzer to the larger chatzer is less than 10, but it's totally open on one side, so from the larger chatzer's vantage point, it looks like a doorway. There's a smaller chatzer and a larger chatzer. The larger chatzer, he sees walls here, and a doorway in the middle. So the people in the larger chatzer are put to the carry. But from the smaller chatzer's vantage point, it's totally open. So they can't carry. Well, that's Mamash's case, and Rav says, saying not like the Mishnah. Okay. So Rav answers like this. That the smaller chotzer is also to carry, which over here the mavi is the equivalent of the smaller chotzer, and the chotzer is the larger chotzer, and we're saying the larger chotzer is mutter, and the mavi is also mutter, but the ktana is aser. Vukim lo rav benichnasin kersi ktana legdaylo deleka near bimachutz davi prutsa bimelua. The best, if here's your tuchat zeris. So this is chotzer, the larger chotzer is the whole page over here, and the smaller chotzer is here. So here's wall, here's doorway. He says, no, the case is over here that the wall of the smaller chotzer actually extended into the larger chotzer a little bit. Extended in. This was the wall of the smaller chotzer. Extended in. So the wall of the larger chotzer was back here.
It was recessed back.
And there was an access point. So comes out vis-a-vis this opening, there aren't walls on both sides. There's nothing. So as far as the smaller chutz is concerned, it's totally porous. Ben Echonami, had it just ended right here, the walls, which are here and here, would make this a doorway for both sides. And the smaller chutz could also carry it. That's over there. Rabbi Prutza b'Malua. So that wall, which has that opening, which has no walls next to it, no extending wall, no gufufim, is a porous. Rabbi Prutza b'Malua. Well, Hacha Pischahu, it's considered a Pesach. After the Mavi, for the Mavi, also will also be a Chatz of the Mavi. Now Rashi's the other problem. This whole discussion seems to be totally irrelevant. So you have a case of we've now accomplished that it's a Pesach between the Chotzer and the Mavi, and that's beautiful. But every case of a Chotzer and a Mavi, it's a Pesach. You can't carry the Mavi if the Chotzer wasn't married with the Mavi. So Rashi says the case over here was that this wall was a case, it wasn't, that originally this Chotzer was not part of the Mavi. This was the Mavi here, this is the Chotzer. There was a wall here originally, and the wall fell down. And this chutzah wasn't part of this mavi. They weren't wrong. Their traffic didn't flow out. They had an opening directly to the Shulchan Aruch right here. It was the case. So what do they need a mavi for? They never went through the mavi. They never were set up to be an access for them for the mavi. In that case, even though they're not married with the mavi, so it's like the case of tuchaseris with a door between which they can ignore each other. The only reason why the mavi can't ignore the chatzur because the mavi is the access point for the chatzur. So the mavi says, "Listen, you know, Mr. Chatzur, you weren't married with me. I'll ignore you. What do you mean you ignore you? We walk through you. We use you. We're part of you." Oh, here they weren't part of the mavi, so they therefore the mavi could argue can ignore this chatzur since all there is a pesach in between. If there be porous, so they can't ignore you. We become one area. So that's the case of like the two chatzeres, which are equal, and there's a pierce of ten, more than ten in between. So, well, I ignore you, two chatzeres. I can't ignore you. We're one because we're porous together. So that's the only issue. The only issue here is the pierce, not the eruv. Let's just read inside. But Abba Gav the Shach chatzeres hapsuchas the mavi with pesach hog, and even though they have a normal door, vade oisus alav they make it us. Zu hove in a regular boy. It wasn't the flow of traffic of the chatzah wasn't through this mavi. Shaharei sasim ha yimit kila. It originally was closed. Ena seres love will not ask. Can I mean repair misha etziu? Shen regila by mutter. A chatzah which is not ruggle to use the mavi doesn't ask the mavi. So the only issue here is pirtza, which Rav says I've taken care of. Shmuel sabra and nidin mishum shir the mavi. Appears to me, we don't look at the walls of the chatzur, which extend beyond it, as if the wall is still there. So you have wall on both sides, and it's a doorway. It's appears to therefore the yirei chatzur oisim alav im lo irvo. So therefore, the people who live in the chatzur would ask for the mavi because the mavi is totally porous to makom ha'asuloi, and therefore that's the argument in the case of lo irvo. That's the argument. Okay, that's what we were holding in the Gemara. Yeah.
Just answered the question.
Oh.
So it's
behavior. Behavior makes a difference. The guy with the mob is right.
Which means that, in a sense, you have to continually monitor what's going on because the status can change.
Well, 90% of the cases that's irrelevant because the only access point from the chatzur is to the through mob to the shasarab. So, what?
With regard to this case.
If they would change, yeah, theoretically they would change. They started to use, oh, we have this mobile, let's use that, you know, that would change, yeah.
Now, what if they change back? Would it then
I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so that's the argument in the case of Lo Irvu. What's the argument in the case of Irvu? Back in the Gemara. So, in the last word in the fourth line of the Gemara, the Irvu. What's the argument in the case where they wasn't Erev? So the issue isn't the Erev anymore. The issue now is the Pilush issue. Okay? So we said that in Lo Irvu, Rav is Mekel and said it's Mutter. Shmuel is Machmer and said it's Zasr. Or Yehuda said it's Machmer and said it's Zasr. In regards to the case of Irvu, so Shmuel says, no problem. Pilush? No, it's not my foolish. Rav says, oh, it's my foolish. So what's the argument about that? Well, so they're arguing the bitter of Yosef. They're arguing Rabbi Yosef's thoughts. Dumb Rabbi Yosef, Shonu Ela Shekola, the Amster Rechava. I would call it Tzidir Rechava is awesome. Let's assume the case right now, it's my foolish, it's directly my foolish. So, the heter is built on the fact that the mavi is not a mafulish because the mavi ends in this thing called a rechava or called a chatzur, and the rechava has and the chatzur have a doorway. So that's very clear to see that in a case where the mavi is here, this is the whole rechava. The mavi comes in the middle. It empties into or it ends in this. Rechava. And then the Rechava has a wall, an opening in the wall over here. But let's say the Rechava was such that one wall of the Mavi was flush with the end of the Rechava. So now it's not very clear where the Mavi ends and the Rechava starts. So yeah, on this side it's very clear. But somebody who's standing in the Mavi says, yeah, as far as they're concerned, the Mavi just extends all the way to the opening. So that's Rabbi Yosef's question. So Rabbi Yosef says, in a case where it's called the Tzidi Rechava, the Mavi ends at the edge of the Rechava, so the Mavi wall and the Rechava wall are flush with each other. So in that case, over there it's also. Okay. Fine. So that is, in the Havamino, that was the Machloikis. Right. And the Havamino, the more that was the Machloikis, they're arguing in this pshat. At the end of the more says the Machloikis has nothing to do with that. The Machloikis is that they're not really arguing. And once in a case where there was an error, there wasn't an error. Everybody picture that when it is okay, regresses, then we can picture that?
I've got a good picture.
Okay, fine.
So are we saying that? Is it Gappa?
There's no Kufufi. There's no Kufufi on that side.
On one side only, not on the other side.
Correct.
I mean, I don't mean to sound flip, but it's like there's one on the right side, and on the left side, it's shoving. So if you stand on the left, so to speak, you can't see it, but you're standing on the right of the Mavoi. All you see is the end. The Gappa sticking out.
I'm in the Mavoi face. Seeing Rosh Hashanah Rabbah over there, because there's an opening in the door, wall over there, right? And I see my Mavi wall extending all the way there on the left side, and the right side it stops. Okay, so I'm standing inside and I see that. So as far as I'm concerned, the Mavi continues over there. Well, like any Mavi, there's an opening on the side sometimes.
But it's not an opening. It's a blockage to traffic. I mean,
there's no blockage. And the Mavi is it's totally open. In the Mavi is totally open.
It's open full width.
Full width.
Okay, thank you.
These visual aids are great.
Yes.
I was trying to make sure that this picture was actually accurate, because it was
I'm wondering
like
if my picture
not.
Is the same as his picture. I'm wondering.
Okay. You good picture? You picture it? Yeah. Okay. I mean, it shows a picture, but the picture good? Picture clear?
The picture's good.
Number 43.
I'm not understanding what the Machlokes is.
Let's see Rashi. Number 43.
And of course, we now want to understand the change. Because earlier we talked about the Machlokes being full width as well.
Okay, Tzak Rashi. Yeshirvu, the Surah Mishum Pirza Shekaneta. The case of there's no Erev, there's no problem. There's no problem in regards to Erev. They made an Erev between the two of them. The only problem is there's an opening. So what's the Machloikis? Plea Gibir Yosef, the Amr Loishanosh in Sar Klum. That which is said that the case where the Mavi ends in a Rechav, and the Rechav has an opening, the Mavi doesn't need anything. It flows into the middle of the Rechav. The Kim and the Reich Mashah Rechav Oidev Ala Mavi L'chol Tzad. On both sides, there's the Rechav is wider than the Mavi. Near Hashem Mavi, the Rechav Kalav, it's very clear that the Mavi ends in the Rechav. When a Moshe Chad Rosh Hashanah Shekinah, it doesn't continue until the Rosh Hashanah. Well, also the Mishri, we're foolish, and if we won't say that... You see that a Mavi, which is Mefulish, which is Ram, is Mutter. Nobody would say that. It's clear. The Mavi ends in the Rechav. V'Rav Sarah, Afilo HaChikim, the Oymed, but in a case, V'Rav Sarah, Afilo HaChikim, the Oymed, Mavi, Royal, the Bez, Roshay, Rishusa Rabbin. Ubaki Rabim Rishusa Rabim Zul Rishusa Rabim Zul Derech Mavi Rechava is also. So in a case where Sarab says no, the point is people perceive it as mafulish because there's a flow of traffic between the two of them. The Rishusa Rabim, the people from the Rishusa Rabim are using this access point through the Rechava, through the Mavits, to the other Rishusa Rabim on this side. They're doing that.
That point that they intersect right there, the Mavoi and Rechava, right there. What are you in? When you're going through it, do you say, okay, it's because it opens on both sides, I'm now definitely in the Rechava, is it still the Mavoi at that point?
No.
You're walking through.
Legally, the ownership was not a Mavoi, it was a Rechava. It was this person's Rechava.
So there it is. So there it is.
Right. But, that's, but legally and perception, it's a different thing. Right. I'm
who it's owned by?
Well, all of these arguments over here, you know, that was the case. The Bnei Rechava, there was people who owned the Rechava, people who owned the Mavu. But the Maisa, this Mavuos, even the people who owned the Mavu, they didn't deny access to anybody else. This was a Mavu which is, there was an opening of Mishnah Rabbim here. People walked through here. Nobody was stopping them. Right? If there's a guard, there was a gun, you know, it's a different story. But it wasn't the case. There was access. So there's this flow of people going through and through the, from this Rishus Rabbim, this is a Rabbim.
Yeah, but the difference between this and what we were saying before is only that, I think, is that it's on both sides, as opposed to now it's on one side, the opening of the Rechava.
Right.
In a sense, essentially. So now, before you had to walk through it to get to the other side, you had to. Now, are you still not walking through it just because it's on one side?
No, it's still ownership. What hasn't changed?
It's still a rechav. It's still also
correct. Rechav. But the problem is the perception of people is not like that. The guy says, "Wow, there's this mob which goes all the way through Rishon LeRabim, and you're allowed to carry. You don't have to put anything there." So he'll go to the next place, which is actually a mobile all the way through, and says, "Yeah, over there was a mobile also." He went and checked up on the records who the ownership is. He doesn't know the owner. He didn't recheck the records. Right? He sees him, a guy walking through a mobile as far as he's concerned. So Rav says, even without both sides, just even in the middle, it looks like a flow in between. The length of the Mavi just extends straight into that of the Rechava. Near Kamavi Aruch, Umoshe Chad Rishus Rabbi Shekenegdoi, Messi Kimafulish, Rasa, Rasa, that's also. Okay. So that is all in the Havamina. But now, remember the Maskana Bimur said that's not the argument. The argument over here has nothing to do with the issue is in Pilush. The issue is just Eruv. Rav's case was a case where the problem was that the Mavi was the issue wasn't a pierce, so there was no pierce on the other end. We'll see why in a second. The only issue was they hadn't been ma'arav together, and so Shmuel's case was a case of Rechava, or Rehuda's case is a case of Rechava. Sorry, not Shmuel. Rehuda's case is a case of Rechava, which doesn't need an Eruv. She says, "Shouldn't they? No problem." Rav's case is a case of a Chatzar, which does need an Eruv, and therefore it asks. Okay, Zogt the Gemara. Omer Rabba. Hoda Marta Lemsa Rechava is Mutter. That which Rav Yehuda said Lemsa Rechava is Mutter. Lo Yamor and Ela Zesh Lo Keneged Zeh. I was not Keneged Zeh Zoser. Pilish is a problem. Even Rav Yehuda agrees Pilish is a problem. As a matter of fact, that the case of the Rechava, which is Mutter, was a case where the opening of the Rechava to Rishus HaRabim wasn't directly opposite that of the Mavi. So it wasn't, here was the Mavi, here was the opening of the here was the Rechava, here's the opening to Rishus HaRabim. No. Here is the Mavi, here is the Rechava, and here is the opening to Rishus HaRabim. So it wasn't direct. Okay?
No line of sight.
No line of sight. Okay.
So that's a Chiddush in Rav. He would answer that if it's you don't have a line of sight, he would still answer.
Okay, so well again, according to Rav, we're saying this is not Ham anymore. This is Maskana. The issue of Rav is Eruv. The issue of Rav is not Pilush. Okay. The more thing, everybody agrees there's a Pilush problem. Okay. Now Zog. Now, it comes out, let's just go back a step, means Rav Yosef's din, here, now we have to sound Rav Yosef's din. Rav Yosef's din, even the case which we're talking about was a case where the opening to the Rechava was not directly opposite the opening to Rosh Hashanah. And still Rav Yosef said, if the wall of the Mavi is straight into the Rechava, even though the opening is over here, the opening is off to the side, but if it's straight, people will still call it a Mavi. So how does that work? The case before, I understand. The Hamina was that the opening was right here. Here's the end of the Mavi, straight into the Rechava. Here's Rishus HaRabim. So the guy said, "Wow, it's all the Mavi, straight to Rishus HaRabim."
How could it be a Rechava? I mean, it ends at that point.
But
saying it's offset, though.
The opening is offset.
Yeah, you can't see through anymore.
You can't see through. So now, but some of Yerush said, if the wall of the Movin, the wall of the Rechava are flush, one of the walls, it's also. What's the problem? Right? You hear the problem?
Yeah.
Right? It's the case. Until now, we're learning the case was directly opposite, so I understand. It's a movie. I see Rishas Rabbi straight. I see the wall. It's a movie. Going straight to the Rishas Rabbi. But now it's an over. The opening Rishas Rabbi is over here. So what shots? That's Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Pierce's Chotzer connected a movie is also. Okay. But if it's directly opposite, it's a problem. The high connected the Kamar Rav. Rav says there was a difference of chotzer kenegdai. We came the time of the iser movi b'shul irvu and irvu was mutter. Rav said it, we're saying in Rav irvu is mutter. Now you tell me if it's kenegdai, it's also even if it's irvu. When Rav was only we learned in Rav that it's only because it was lo irvu. Hi kenegdai lav dafka. Rav when he says kenegdai didn't mean it was directly opposite. It meant in the other wall there's an opening somewhere. That's what Rav meant. And the opposite wall, there's an opening somewhere, not directly opposite. That's what Rabbi said, connect them, that's what he meant. Fine. So that's Rabbi's. Now, Ubetzina Rechava, Rav Yosef's din, in a case where the Mavi is directly flush with the side of the Rechava. I feel Zeh Shaloi Kenegad Zeh is Oster. So why is that? Mishum the Kursal Rechava Maricha Movi. Because the people's minds, again, the Kursal, we're saying that it's going to, Rashi's going to compare it to basically like a Movi Akum in people's minds. Right? So what's the Movi Akum? So the Movi goes like this, and the Movi turns and goes like this. And then there's the access to the end. So in people's minds, when the one side of the Rechava, the Mavi is flush with the Rechava, so and then there's a wall over here, so the Mavi is turning. That's what people are going to perceive it as. And then there's an opening out there. Mishum the Kaisel Rechava Maricha Mavi. It's like the Kaisel Rechava extends the Mavi. V'havi k'mavi aruch ad Kaisel. It's like the Mavi goes to the other Kaisel, of the which is the Rechava Shekenegdoi. It's like a case of Mavi Akum. Sheyesh Yosef Mi'eser Ba'akum Misoi. There's a Kuli Alma Osir Mavi She'ein Pesachim Mechuvonim. And a matter of fact, in the case of a Mavi Akum, which I have the width is more than 10, it's a problem. Even though this side isn't here's the opening, here's the opening, here it's the opening's on this over here, but and there's a wall here. It doesn't help me, but the mavi continues. Hakanami kishenichta mishenichta rechava rei kol rechav rechava havi akmimus gedayla. The whole extension of the rechava before the opening is like a bend. Rechava harbe b'dami k'mavim mafulish derech akmimus. So people receive it as a mavim mafulish, like a mavim mafulish. I'm not trying to read all of the words of Rashi. I was grappling with that last night. I thought I worked it out. Now I'm not sure anymore. Okay, I have to work on it some more. Fine. That is Rab. Something more. I'm Rab Masharshi, back in the Gemara. Is mutter. When the opening is not immediately across, it's mutter, but immediately across is a problem. Because it's be'emsa, not but stodim. Lo yomor ne'el rechava de rabim. The rechava is owned by multiple people. Of rechava de yachad, the rechava is owned by one individual person, so then I have a new problem. What right now is Bamsa Rechava eventually might be Betzida Rechava. Why? Because he's a private person, he can build whatever he wants. So he might decide to build a building there. If it belongs to a group,
just said though, when you do it, it matters what is perceived. What actually, I asked you, you said it's what actually happens. It's perceived.
I have a new problem. I have a new problem is I don't know what's going to happen in the future. If it's owned by a group, guaranteed nothing will happen because people can never agree on anything. Right? But if it belongs to one individual person, so right now, the opening is in the middle. Here's the Rechabim, and the opening is in the middle. And what's stopping this fellow from tomorrow building a building here? Now it's exactly on the side. Nothing.
He owns it.
He owns it. So that's, I can't tell you what's winter because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow when it belongs to an individual person. He can do whatever he wants. So I can't be matrim because of the potential of what might happen in the future.
Kind of like what Yoni said, you kind of have to watch it.
Right. No, but we're saying I'm not going to be matrim beforehand because I don't trust you what you're going to do tomorrow. So I'm going to go and say, Rabbi says it's mutter, and then tomorrow it changes. You know, so we say, no, Rabbi's not going to say it's mutter l'chatchila. From the other, Zimun the Mimlech alo, Boni lo batim, Mavali kimavish should call it Tzidah Rechava. V'asr. He might build a building there and make it that it's a direct adjacent to the Mavi. V'asr. Therefore, we say, we're not going to give you het to l'chatchila. Munot temer, the Shani lo, and Bein Rechava, the Rabbi, the Rechava, the Yechav. Where did I get this idea that we have to differentiate between ownership because of what might happen in the future? We find it in the following halacha. We'll find it in the following halacha tomorrow. Yeah.